Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 8 Keys to Eliminating Passive Aggressiveness by Andrea Brandt is a practical self-help and mental health guide focused on recognizing and changing passive-aggressive behavior. Drawing on the author's clinical background in therapy, anger management, and conflict resolution, the book treats passive aggression not as a fixed personality defect, but as a learned communication strategy rooted in hidden anger, fear, and powerlessness. Its purpose is to help readers move from indirect resistance toward clearer, more honest, and more assertive interactions. The book is structured around 8 keys, each offering a specific area of change supported by examples and exercises. Rather than emphasizing theory, it concentrates on usable tools for self-observation, boundary setting, and relationship repair. This makes it relevant both for general readers who see these patterns in themselves or others, and for therapists looking for concrete interventions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, passive aggression as a learned response to anger and powerlessness. A central idea in the book is that passive-aggressive behavior does not arise simply from bad character or stubbornness. Brandt presents it as a coping strategy that develops when direct anger feels unsafe, unacceptable, or ineffective. In that framework, the person does not openly express resistance, but instead communicates it indirectly through delay, forgetfulness, evasiveness, or contradictory actions. This explanation matters because it shifts the problem from moral judgment to behavioral understanding. If passive aggression is learned, then it can also be unlearned. The book repeatedly returns to the role of childhood conditioning and social taboo around anger, suggesting that many people never learned how to acknowledge frustration without conflict. That perspective allows readers to see why passive-aggressive habits can feel automatic while still being changeable. The book does not excuse the behavior, but it does explain why it persists and why insight is the first step toward replacing it with clearer communication. Secondly, using the 8 keys to move from hidden anger to direct self-expression, the book is organized around 8 practical keys that function as a step-by-step framework for change. These include recognizing hidden anger, reconnecting emotions to thoughts, listening to the body, setting healthy boundaries, communicating assertively, interacting with mindfulness, disabling the enabler, and problem-solving for better outcomes. What makes this structure useful is that it addresses passive aggression from multiple angles rather than treating it as a single habit. Some keys focus on internal awareness, such as identifying emotional cues and bodily signals, while others focus on outward behavior, such as clearer speech and boundary setting. Together, they show that passive aggression is not only a communication issue, but also an emotional regulation issue. The sequence matters because a person cannot communicate assertively if they cannot first identify what they actually feel and want. The framework is practical, but it is also diagnostic. Each key helps readers locate where their own resistance tends to emerge, whether in denial, avoidance, indirectness, or dependence on others to absorb the conflict. Thirdly, body awareness and emotional awareness as tools for recognizing indirect conflict. Brandt gives special attention to the connection between emotions, thoughts, and bodily experience. This is important because passive-aggressive patterns often begin before a person can clearly name what is wrong. The book suggests that resentment, tension, fatigue, or physical discomfort may be signals that anger is being suppressed or that a boundary has been crossed. By encouraging readers to notice those signals, the book makes self-awareness more concrete and less abstract. That approach is especially useful for people who are accustomed to minimizing their feelings or who have learned to be agreeable even when they are internally upset. Instead of asking readers to simply think differently, the book asks them to observe how discomfort appears in real time. Reconnecting emotions to thoughts helps separate vague irritation from specific concerns, which is necessary for honest communication. This emphasis on body-based awareness also gives the book a more clinical and behavioral feel than many general advice books, since it turns internal signals into actionable information rather than treating them as vague intuition. Fourthly, assertiveness and boundaries as the practical alternative to indirect resistance. One of the book's main contributions is its explanation of assertiveness as the healthy alternative to passive aggression. Rather than pushing anger inward or expressing it indirectly, Brandt encourages readers to say what they need, what they refuse, and what they can realistically offer. This is closely tied to boundary setting because many passive-aggressive patterns emerge when a person agrees to things they do not want to do. The result is resentment, noncompliance, or subtle sabotage, all of which damage trust. The book's practical value lies in showing that boundaries are not aggression. They are a form of clarity. Readers are guided to replace evasive compliance with direct statements that are respectful but firm. That distinction is important because many passive-aggressive people fear that honesty will make them hostile or selfish. Brandt argues instead that directness reduces conflict by making expectations visible. In this sense, assertiveness is not only a communication skill but also an ethical one, because it reduces deception and prevents relationships from being shaped by unspoken opposition. Lastly, why the book matters for relationships, therapy, and everyday conflict. The book stands out because it is designed for both self-help readers and clinical use. Its exercises, examples, and practical orientation make it accessible to individuals who want to recognize their own habits, but they also make it useful for therapists, counselors, and coaches working with relational conflict. Passive aggression is treated as a relationship problem, not just an individual flaw. So the book also addresses the role of the enabler and the importance of changing interaction patterns around the passive-aggressive person. That relational focus is one reason the book remains relevant in family life, couples work, and workplace settings. It is especially useful in situations where direct confrontation has failed or where one person repeatedly sends mixed signals. Compared with broader anger management titles, this book is narrower and more actionable. It concentrates on one difficult behavior pattern and offers a concrete path for changing it. Its strength is not theory-heavy explanation, but a disciplined set of tools for clearer, more honest, and less reactive communication. In conclusion, 8 Keys to Eliminating Passive Aggressiveness is best suited to readers who recognize indirect resistance in themselves, deal with it in a partner or family member, or address it professionally in therapy, counseling, or mediation. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It helps readers identify how passive aggression shows up, why it develops, and what to do instead. The book is useful because it does not reduce the issue to personality labels or moral criticism. Instead, it breaks the behavior into manageable components such as hidden anger, weak boundaries, bodily cues, enabling dynamics, and the need for assertive communication. That makes it especially valuable for readers who want specific behavioral changes rather than broad encouragement. Compared with many books on conflict or anger, it is more focused and more clinically grounded, with exercises and examples that can be applied immediately. Its emphasis on self-awareness and relational repair gives it lasting relevance in personal and professional settings where indirect communication quietly damages trust. If you would like to support Andrea Brandt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.